time. It took just one game of the postseason to get to a game where BYU would find extra time. And here in round two, it is BYU and Stanford going to a second overtime session, a second 10-minute period. And again, even if should a goal be scored here in the second 10-minute period, it does not determine a winner until the period is played. So a 10-minute period again to its entirety. 100 minutes in the books. 1-1 BYU and Stanford for the right to go to the Sweet 16 Saturday morning against either North Carolina or Georgia. They play after these two. So BYU now switches the pitch. Savannah Mason defends the goal to my left. BYU left to right. Ryan Campbell in her Carolina blue keeper kit for Stanford. Defends the goal to my right. The Stanford Cardinal come right to left. 10 more minutes to see if we go to penalty kicks or send one of these two teams on to the Sweet 16. We wait for the whistle. And there it is. We are underway. Overtime number two has begun. BYU the first touch. And a giveaway early in the second session. But BYU wins it back. Nice work from Olivia Wade. A Wade on a mini break. Wade's going to try a shot that will sail wide left. Just bending and curling and drifting wide the left post for a goal kick for North Carolina. I beg your pardon, for Stanford here at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. There's Carolina signs and branding, and the name Carolina is everywhere in this venue as the restart ends up in a touch out of bounds to the far boundary. Stanford throw in. And throwing it in on the far boundary will be Paige Rubenstein. Rubenstein at the halfway stripe as the Cardinal go right to left. We're the 100 first minute. 1-1. The scoring was in the fourth minute by BYU and the 22nd minute by Stanford. Ikey, who scored the goal, had a deflect offer on the far boundary. And BYU on the back line has Izzy Stratton. Stratton launching a ball to the attacking half off the head of Avani Brandt. And Brandt again heads down and again played back toward the Stanford defensive half. Rubenstein handles this time. She plays on the boundary to Logan Smith. Smith centrally, Ikey. Ikey wide left now to Grubel. Abby Grubel in space down the left wing. Grubel toward the goal line. Grubel will cross and see it deflected off of Olivia Smith. It'll hop and skip to Savannah Mason. No trouble there on the deflected cross, and she rolls it out to the far side of the pitch. Mozingo, Wade, a dispossession, and a Stanford setup at the halfway line. Oh, a wayward touch. Lurking was Foligno, could not find the ball, and Logan Smith instead races down the right boundary. Good burst of speed from Smith. The cross comes into the 18, but no trouble there. It rolls right to Leveni Vaca. And Vaca dribbles out of the 18 with the ball at her feet. Back passes Jacobs. Jacobs, middle third, Foligno. Cougars looking to set up a counter, and here it comes. Daviana Vaca down the right wing. Davi plays it wide right to Fryer. Fryer with a good step over, a stop. A chipped cross that's soft and played out of the 18 by Maya Doms. Doms sees it settle on the boot of Ikey. Ikey looking at her options. Flips the pitch to the wide right side. Logan Smith settles it here in the 103rd minute. Logan Smith into the final third. 1-1 is our score. We're in the second overtime. Smith plays a shot toward frame and wide left. That is shot number 30, and now the shots are 30-20 in Stanford's favor. But the shots on goal are 10-8 in BYU's favor. The corners, heavy Stanford, 12-5. But it doesn't really feel like a game that would be against the run of play should BYU score. And again, the shots on goal show that BYU's had the more quality. It's not that BYU's not had the ball at all. BYU's had the ball a lot. It's just that Stanford, when they've had the ball, have been a little more or a little less discriminating in their shot attempts. BYU's been certainly Stanford's equal and then some in terms of this match in the second round. Stanford a 3-seed, BYU a 6. A dispossessed by Olivia Wade. A toe-poke win away from Doms, but to Mozingo. Mozingo, Foligno. Foligno double team, stays with the ball. Nice work by Bella. Bella at the halfway line. Turns to face. And now backtracks to Leveni Vaca. We're in the 104th minute of a 1-1 match. Second round of the NCAA tournament. Foligno's got space down the barrel. Here comes Bella. Bella on the run to 25 to Wade. Wade, a turn. Plays it wide left, and it will get over the goal line. She was targeting Mozingo, but too much on that from Liv, and it'll be a goal kick for Ryan Campbell and the Cardinal. Winner today plays Saturday morning, 11:30 in Chapel Hill, 9:30 Mountain Time. BYU-Stanford survivor versus either North Carolina or Georgia. And the night game survivor will have even less recovery time with today's game, the early game, going into overtime. So the winner tonight will have to do a quick recoup for Saturday morning, in the second game, that is. It's only a matter of a couple of hours, probably, but every minute counts in the run-up to readiness. We're in the 105th minute. We're almost halfway through overtime number two. 1-1 is our score. We play two full 10-minute periods. We've gone through one, and we're into the second, and we're halfway through this one. Mozingo. Beautiful ball to Zoe Jacobs. Jacobs crossing from the left. It settles to Foligno. Bella, a shot, won't take it. And poked away to Wade. Wade does take it, and it's pumped over the bar by Campbell. Wade launching toward frame, and only a great save from Campbell kept this 1-1. Ryan Campbell's had a number of parries over the crossbar tonight. It's a Mountain America Credit Union corner kick now for BYU, brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, and it'll come from the attacking right flag, says the official, not the left, and so coming over to the right will be Daviana Vaca. And BYU scored a goal off a Dobby corner late in the regular season. Dobby approaches, right-footed outswinger to the dot, headed toward frame, it's played off the line! Cardinal defender to the right of Campbell in the goal box. Clears the danger for Stanford. And now it's a bouncing ball to the middle third. Leveni Vaca steps up to win. She's in the final third. The Cougars so close. Brecken Mozingo hard toward the goal line. Avani Brandt is with her. And Brandt is hewn down as Mozingo touches last for a goal kick. It rolls over the goal line in the 106th minute. 4 minutes remain in the second overtime. If nothing is decided in the next 4 minutes in terms of a goal being scored, we go to PKs. Catherine Paulson subs in for Stanford. They've reset. Zoe Jacobs heads in the neutral third. Settled by Logan Smith. Centrally, Engi. Wide left, Pagador. Pagador runs up onto it. Bad touch by Pagador. And BYU pokes out for a throw. Well, Pagador was on a strong run down the left wing, but her first touch was too heavy. And Vaca got in the way, poked it away. Ike now lays off Engi at 30 yards. Engi's cross is blocked. Tough to get good, clean looks for Stanford when they get into that pressure area. Ball played wide left and into touch again by the Cougs. Cardinal throw once again. 3 minutes remain in the second overtime. We're in the 107th minute. Pagador on the ground to Ike. Ike with Stratton on her backside. Lays off Engi. Engi. Grubel. Abby Grubel. Left boundary. Rolling it underside of her boot. And poked out by Olivia Smith over the byline. It'll be a Stanford corner kick. Attacking left flag. Corner number 13 for the Cardinal to BYU's 6. Julia Leontini will take it. So Leontini with a right-footed inswinger attacking left corner flag here in the 108th minute of overtime. Far post. Ball loose. A poke toward frame. It's loose on the goal line. A swing toward frame again, and the Cougars finally clear it. Somehow it stayed out. The ball was bingoing around the goal box. Multiple swings, and it somehow stays out. And was there an offside flag in the action? It appears there was. They're going to take a look at a video. Will they look at a video or play for maybe a potential handball? So not every game BYU's played this year has had it, but there have been some with it. A video review. And that's what we're going to here in the 108th minute. But what were they looking for is the question. So today's referee has gone over to the boundary. That's Mark Cadlick. And is going to be taking a look at the monitor. And what were they trying to see? Is the question. And so video review is permissible in these 6 specific situations. And they might be checking for goal line. Whether the ball went over. So you can use the video review in these 6 situations. Number 1, determining whether the entire ball passed over the goal line, which includes at the end of period with timing issues. So if the game were to, say, end and there was a discussion whether it crossed the line before 90 minutes, let's say. So, number one, did the ball pass over the goal line? Number two, identifying players for disciplinary matters. It's not that. Number three, determining whether a fight occurred. Not that. Number four, whether violent behavior occurred. Not that. Number five, correcting timing errors. And it's not that. And the sixth is whether a foul occurred inside the defending team's penalty area. And what is there determined? Nothing but a throw-in. So after the review, it's a throw-in for Stanford with 2 minutes and 10 seconds remaining. 108 minutes in here in Chapel Hill. And the Cardinal had a great look late, moments ago. And somehow the ball stayed out. Throw-in lob to the 18. Engie settles. Ball poked away from Paulson. And BYU clears it to the halfway line. Avani Brandt. We'll settle it there. Plays wide right to Ikey. A poke into the area, but BYU clears it. To Pagador. Pagador at 50 yards. Plays it wide left. Now Grubel. Grubel coming to the top of the left penalty area elbow. Now to the top of the penalty area arc and sails a shot wide right. 90 seconds remain here in the second overtime, looking more and more like penalty kicks. Of course, if the Cougars find something in the next minute and a half, that's okay. That's just fine. If a goal comes here in the final 90 seconds, it'll be a winner. It won't be golden goal, but it may as well be sudden death because there won't be enough time left, you wouldn't think, should a goal come at this point. A nod down in the direction of Grubel. Grubel in the final half. Ooh, a great defensive play by Zoe Jacobs, stabbing out a leg to keep a through ball from going through on the right wing. And here comes Daviana Vaca with 1 minute remaining in the second overtime.
1 minute remaining in the second overtime.
Allie Fryer has it poked out. They say off of Fryer. It'll be a Stanford throw. Stanford gets, oh, nope, the official overrules and gives BYU the throw. And Allie Fryer will drop it off for Olivia Smith. 45 seconds remain here in the second overtime. BYU has the ball in the attacking half. Can the Cougs find a late winner? Olivia Wade dispossessed by Engie. Sierra Engie lays off Doms. Doms for Brandt. Avani Brandt with 30 seconds to go is checked by Fryer. A deflected ball to Shepard. Shepard looking to send Foligno through, but it rolls to the Stanford back line. And it's played to the Stanford attacking half. A flick on. And now a clear by Smith to the center circle, but to Engie. Engie plays it wide left off the backside of Olivia Smith. And a loose ball in the middle third with 10 seconds to go. BYU's going to roll the ball, try and keep possession to the end and get to penalty kicks. Daviana Vaca has the ball at her boot, and that is going to do it. We're going to penalty kicks to advance to the round of 16. Wow. 110 minutes played, 1-1 our score, and penalty kicks are forthcoming. So let's do this again. Let's break for 3 minutes. We'll take a three-minute commercial break. We'll reset and come back to set up penalty kicks. Can the Cougars erase the heartbreak of last December and advance from the spot? We will find out with all of you coming up. The score after 110 minutes is BYU 1 and Stanford 1. Stanford out shooting BYU 33-22. BYU more shots on goal 12-10. Corner kicks Stanford 13-6. And isn't this interesting? Both keepers are warming up. Will BYU make, and could they make, a keeper change for penalty kicks only? We'll find that answer out, too, in 3 minutes on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.